Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, have questions? Want answers? Could use a laugh? The other stuff I say during this intro? Then look no further than Acme Levi's, hosted by Lacey, duh, and me, Dakota. Because, you know, I'm totally awesome like that.
Oh, yeah. He's not full of
that was freestyling right off the top of the dome. That's all freestyle from the top of the dome right there, guys.
Oh, well, it is officially spooky month, like we're getting close to Halloween. Are you getting excited for that?
A bit, but I do want to apologize for last week, guys. I was sick. It was me. It was my fault. I did it.
It's all right. We all have a right.
I licked the doorknob. It was my fault. I licked the doorknob at Walmart.
The doorknob.
Next thing I knew, I was sick. I was like, no. I didn't have COVID. I didn't have the flu. I was tested for all that. I was just legitly just sinus infection sick. Felt like I was ran over by a fucking truck, and I slept for like 15 hours and everything. And if anybody knows me, that's not me. I don't sleep for 15 hours. I don't sleep for like 5 hours.
He actually took medicine. So you know that yeah. He was sick when he actually took medicine. Anyway. If you've never gotten a message from medicated Dakota, you're missing out on life. Like,
oh, medicated Dakota is awesome because he'll be like, he's like the nicest person too. So you can just be like,
yeah.
Yo, I took your dog, and I'm like, oh man, that's cool.
You know, if
you
I
know,
was
like, maybe tomorrow
yeah, if I was,
you just don't take my dog or something, but yeah.
If I was greedy, I'd be like, give me all your money. He'd be like, okay, just make sure you spend it on a good place, you know, but, you know,
yeah.
I'm not. But
I'd be like, yeah, make sure you buy McDonald's.
Yeah, just don't forget me when you're spending it, you know. But anyway. Anyway, so, but it is officially.
Yeah, I'm good
mother.
Now, guys. I'm officially back to work, so. Back to work, back to the grind. It's Monday, and you know what that means. Let's do some advice. Let's do
advice.
Why does that sound like a bad drug? Yeah, let's do some vice.
You're killing me.
I just
anyway,
snorted some advice. See, that doesn't sound cool.
So it is your first Halloween with your daughter. Are you getting excited about like trick or treating and dressing up and stuff?
Yeah, and I'm kind of nervous.
Why?
I don't know. Like you said, it's my first Halloween as a dad, and then like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. But the cool thing is, though, I am off on Halloween, so you know, I get to actually go out and spend it with her and do things that night. Instead of getting off at like 7:30.
So the cool thing about Halloween is, with it being your first Halloween with your daughter, is that Halloween is literally the holiday you can't mess up on. Like, seriously, like, you can dress it whatever you want to, and, you know, whatever it is, you know, she's going to think it's cool. you know, at the same time.
I got three more years of everything's cool, and then after that it's like, go away type of shit.
Yeah,
how's that?
Yeah, right. pretty much. Like, these are the years where it's like a big, like, dad's playing with me. Like, we're playing dress up, and we're just having a good old play all time. So, you know.
It's crazy, though. When I pick her up at school and stuff, she literally left off this squill. When she sees me, to the point where the teachers are like, yo, why are you squealing?
Why are you squealing? You're a new girl. You're not. Anyway. Yeah.
She'll come.
Yeah,
all I hear from
the
room is, and I hear like this, just come running towards me. I don't even see her because there's like a crowd of kids, but I know it's her coming. One day she's like, shoves a kid out the way. Like a kid is minding his own business, had his back to her, and she just comes running by and shoves him.
Oh.
Poor kid didn't know what happened. He was like, what the shit?
Well,
and then, her older sister likes to pick on her, so I'm getting her some baby brass knuckles for Christmas.
Yeah.
Gonna,
well, what
I already
is she
looked
be
it
proud
up. You guys think this ain't a real thing? I've already looked this up.
It is really a thing.
And I've already looked up baby tasers, too.
What's she going to be for Halloween?
She is, well, we didn't have too many choices. It was either going to be Cinderella or, let's see what other costumes they had there that day. And her size is either Cinderella, a ladybug, or a fairy princess thingy majigger, which, you know, she kind
that
of like grabbing a fairy princess, so that's what we went
yeah.
with.
That one, like, I can tell by the way you said it, that was it. Yes.
I mean, I think she'll look cute in it. Because it has, like,
well,
just cute and little, like, wings or something like that with it.
Well,
but,
you know, I'm just going to be the one to say it.
Let me do the backstory on this. You're going to appreciate this. I thought I won, but then she tricked me. Okay, when we first started talking Halloween costumes like a month ago, it was she wanted to do like, I forget what it was, but it was like something I was like, no. And then finally I talk her into a Power Ranger, right? So she's like, okay, we'll do the pink Power Ranger. I'm like, yes. That's what she tells me. So for weeks I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a Power Ranger too. I'm going to get the Green Ranger. She's going to be the pink Ranger. Right? Luckily I didn't get the Power Ranger costume yet because she's like, oh, I don't think she's going to be a Power Ranger. And I'm just like, ugh. If she's listening to this show right now, just know I'm disappointed that she's not a Power Ranger.
Well, I'm just going to be the first one out there to say, like, from our age group, dressing up for Halloween into the how they do dressing up for Halloween now, like, some of our costumes were really freaky. Like, they weren't very detailed or, you know, they were just kind of creepy looking. And now you got, like, all these, like, comfortable outfits and,
right. Let me ask you this. When you were a kid, what mask did you like best? The ones that went over, like, the full face mask or the ones that had, like, a little plastic, like, the plastic ones that had, like, a little string that would go around?
Definitely not the plastic with the string around because I wore glasses.
Well,
and
that
I couldn't see out the eye
holes. They would break
yeah.
so easily,
well,
too.
I couldn't see through the eye holes, so.
Shut it, yeah. Think of that.
So,
it's a blind person, what they like.
So, let's see. I like not have a mask at all. I'd rather have my face painted. You know? And that was something that I think we had a lot of when we were younger was we did face paints a lot. We did
oh my
more
god,
realistic
I remember painting
costumes like the witches or yeah. We would get our face painted and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Took a lot of time by the end of the night you look like somebody different.
Or about multiple costumes. Like back in the day, I remember kids that would do like they would wear a costume to school and have a different one that night. And
I was never like that. I was four.
See, I was never like. Don't get me wrong. I was never like big into Halloween. I was always that one that was like when I got older. It was always okay. I'm going to a Halloween party, you know, shit like that. But when I was younger, it was more like okay, I'm just getting free candy.
Free candy.
I think my last year I went trick or treating. Like I know I was probably a little too old to go at this point because I think I was like the fifth grade, maybe even sixth grade.
Yeah.
So I was probably like 11. Yeah. I was probably a little too old just to you know or whatever. I might have been in the 12. But me and like some of my other friends in the neighborhood, we just went around and not even dressed up. We just went and in like certain houses did like oh let's go get that candy. They literally they're giving out good candy, you know, shit like that. And that was it.
Well, see, that's a different one. In our childhoods, you lived where you had, like, communities that you went and you trick-or-treated at. And when I was young,
right.
We were young, well, still, because we live out in the country, you know, you went house to house, but our houses are, like, a half a mile apart or whatever. So, you would go to, like, all your family's houses to get to trick-or-treat or to church members' houses. And I would remember, like, me and my brother, Ryan, we would stock up on, like, the king-size candies. The church ladies would know that we were coming, or our aunts or uncles would know we were coming, you know, because they knew exactly which kids would come. And they would have our set to the back, like, to us. So we would always get, like, specialty stuff. I remember, like, one of my favorite cookies was the chocolate oatmeal cookies, homemade cookies. I don't know if you've ever had
those
before.
I've never
had the chocolate
oatmeal ones, but I have had oatmeal ones.
Yeah, they're delicious. Well, she would make them, a batch of them, and cool them and have them, like, in Ziploc bags for, like, me or Ryan when we would come, because, like, she would know they were our favorites. Like, we got specialty stuff. And then, you know, right as we started getting old enough, where we stopped trick-or-treating, was when we had all the candy craze where they you had to check the candy, because people started, you know, either having, you know, affecting the candy. They would open the candy and do stuff to it, defective, and, you know, anyway, your parents had to start really looking at the candies and stuff at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad we missed out on all that, but now that's a worry that our parents have now.
Yeah, like, but nowadays, though, what worries me with that is you got these youngsters that would do it as a prank, like, legitly,
yeah,
just to film it for, like, YouTube or something. Like, oh, mm-hmm, I got you with a razor blade. Or, you know, you're just like, I don't know. Because that's all these kids are. Like, I feel like that's what it would be. The razor blade challenge.
Well, actually, it got really scary there when my nephew Nathan was young. I was in college when he was still trick-or-treating. And we really did have to watch out for, like, razor blades and needles and stuff. Like, even in our snack machines, like, in our dorms, you know, they had warning signs up to be careful when you put your hand in, stuff like that, because they literally were finding razor blades and needles and stuff.
We sort of had that. Well, this sounds stupid, but they were finding needles and stuff around in Yuma where we used to live at. But it was a different reason. It would be like where junkies and shit was living. Just trying to, like, hurt somebody.
Right. That part we had to worry about, like our kitty zones at McDonald's and stuff. That's why they can't do the.
Yeah, that's why they got rid of the ball pits.
Because junkies would do it, and then they would just throw their needles, and they would throw them in there so nobody would see them or anything. On it. I'll never forget my dad being like, why not throw them in the trash can?
Well, I don't think they were throwing them in there. I think they were going in there and doing it and, like,
mm-hmm,
passing out and dropping them and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they were just, like, walking by, like, yeah, I'm going to throw my needles in there. I think – I'm not justifying what they did. I'm just saying I think people were going in there and shooting up and passing out in the ball.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was a mix of both, you know, because if you were out there and about –
I'm sure somebody probably walked by and saw some, like, cop or something was, like, talking behind that shit.
Something like that, and I believe, like you said, like, they would go in there and they would shoot up and stuff, and they would just pass out and leave their stuff in there. But anyway, like, you know, it just kind of ruined a lot of things from our childhood to that our kids won't get to, you know, do. So.
Right. I remember one Halloween. It might have been, I don't know if it was actually Halloween Day, but, like, McDonald's is, like, this Halloween thing. And you would go up there and, like, one of the things was like, the ball pit was still there, so it would be like, okay, you have to – be like you versus, like, five other people, right? And, like, say there's
mm-hmm.
blue balls, one's, like, green balls, one's, like, yellow, and you had to grab, like, so many of your color and all that and to win, you know, shit like that. And it was, like, a Halloween thing they did, like, different little contests and stuff. I remember because I went to it and I won, like, two or three of them. But all you would win was, like – I don't know if you remember them because, like, you can get them with the Happy Meals. But it would be like a different one, like a special one or whatever. But it would be like those cassettes of like the holiday ones. So it would be like Ronald McDonald and Friends sing the whatever. And then it would be like them singing songs and shit.
Yeah.
Or telling like a scary story or whatever. The good old days.
Well, yeah, the good old days. But anyways, going on with Halloween coming up, we had a few fan questions where they were asking about, like, horror movies and nostalgic Halloween movies and things like that. And one was a mother of four, and she was asking, like, when was it appropriate to transition her kids from, like, nostalgic or Disney Halloween movies to, like, horror movies. She said she had one child that loved watching horror movies by the age of, like, 6 or 7, and she's got one that's 8 that hasn't decided they wanted to watch that yet. And she was asking if she was wrong by trying to encourage them to watch stuff like that with them. But so
it just depends.
Yeah, it depends on the kid.
It depends because it is
an individual, and each individual has their likes and their dislikes. And there's some people who just really don't like horror movies, and there's some people that enjoys those or whatever, and there's some that it terrifies them until they get to a certain age. You know, it just depends on the person.
My mom was telling me before that, like, when I was a little kid, like 2 or 3, they were watching one of the Freddy Krueger movies, and every time Freddy Krueger saw somebody, I would start laughing. They're like, I don't know what your problem was, and every time he would kill somebody, you would laugh. And I was like, I know that's a good thing.
So, like, for example, Ryan, my brother, he loved watching horror movies. And I'm one of those people who, once I did start watching horror movies, I can watch them one time and I'm done. Like, I don't have the want to watch.
That's me.
Over and over again.
So,
like,
much the same, though. Like, a lot of horror movies, the plot is so just the same. You know, you go into a haunted house plot, or you got your, like, you're in the woods and somebody's chasing you, killer plot, or you got, like, you've been captured and you have to escape. I mean, it's all the same kind of.
I'm one of those people, I don't crave gore. So, like, I can watch it, but, like I said, I don't crave to watch it again.
You know what horror movies I don't understand are those ones like Hostel, I think it's called. I don't understand those ones because, like, it's not, like, really horror. It's more like what you're saying, like, gore, just straight blood and guts and shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's no suspense to it. It's more just like, you're tied to a thing, and we're going to cut your head off or something.
Right. Well, think of it this way. Like, for some people to be terrified, it has to be to that extent. Does that make sense? Like, some people you can literally scare, like, by random things, like you weren't expecting it, and just be like, boom, it was there. But some people don't have that. Some people have to have the next step up for that to actually scare them, it's not my thing, really,
I don't need to be scared of those because it's just literally a bunch of noises in the house.
Right. The things that scare me, the actual things that scare me the most are things that are realistic, like the things that are like on stories or, you know,
like natural
killings, you know, and they haven't found the killer yet, or, you know, things like that. Because, you know,
so, like, for example, Zodiac would scare you more than Freddy Krueger because Zodiac was legit a real person and they never really called it. Where Freddy Krueger, you know, is make believe bullshit.
For example, okay, so last night was the first time, which I don't know why. That movie never come across for me to watch when I was younger. I don't know why, but The Lost Boys. Like, we watched that. Me and my brother watched that last night. And I watched it all the way through, and I'm just like, oh, man, you know, whatever. When it went through, it was a decent movie. It was, but, I mean, like, it didn't scare me or anything.
That's what I was about to say. Like, for the time period, I don't know how it was scary. To me, it's more like a spoof on scary movies, if that makes sense.
Well, then we went from watching that to watching Ron, what is the mystery show that we watched last night? Ghost Adventures. We love watching those, and I love watching them. I have to be with somebody. But, like, afterwards, I have to watch something funny, or maybe watch Whose Line Is It Anyway afterwards so that I can go to sleep. But, I mean, like, because it scared me more because it was that mystery, you know, like, that could possibly be real kind of thing, you know? Does that make sense? So that's what scares me the most. So, like, the horror movies like Friday the 13th or things like that, they don't really freak me out. But natural unexplained occurrences can. So that's how I get my horror movies in during Halloween. But anyway, and then we have Nathan, who can't watch anything with any gore or anything like that whatsoever. He can't watch it or anything like that. He just can't. It's not in his makeup. So,
okay,
you know, you have different
personally
people.
In real life, I don't like clowns, but it's never scared me. I was never really scared of it. Like, the clown, don't get me wrong, the clowns trip me out, but, like, in real life, like, the clown has to be, like, near me.
Well, in real life, I'm terrified of spiders. So,
and then it depends on the clown's demeanor around me. If I'm at a kid's birthday party and the clown's like, you know, I'm not going to run off terrified, no. But if I'm walking down the street and a fucking clown walks up to me, I'm going to be like, get the fuck away from me, bro.
your porcelain dolls is always got to me anyway because it's like they're creepy anyhow. My sister used to collect.
Some of those are creepy.
Like, my sister, she's 9 years older than I am. And so when she was growing up, she collected porcelain clown dolls, like little ones, like all over the place.
But then
she's terrified of, like, clowns, like movies and stuff. And I'm like, but you had the scariest form of clown ever growing up, and you collected them. Like, I don't understand. But anyway, you know, it's just, you know. It's unexplainable for why it freaks certain people out, but I never was able to watch Chucky or anything like that, not because, you know, like, your dolls randomly talk sometimes, like, if they have a voice box in them in your room when you were growing up, stuff like that, and, like, I never wanted not to be able to play with my dolls.
I got such a funny story about that. Just the other night this happened to me. I just got Elsie to sleep, right? Which is my daughter, for people to... I just get her to sleep. And I'm literally... She's in a big girl's bed now. So, you know, I got her laid in her bed, and I was sitting on the floor next to it, and I got her to sleep. And then as I'm starting to get up, I don't know where this toy came from, because it wasn't there. But there was a toy that, like, just starts going off, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the... It scared the shit out of me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know if it was motion censored or what, but fucking hey. Toys, man. Kids' toys are creepy sometimes. Because some of them would be making it'd be like, normally it'd be making like a cow sound or something, and randomly it'd be like, and you're just like, what? Did it just say the world's going to end? And what just happened?
Listen to this one. So, like, Nathan was, like, maybe 3 or 4, and one of his favorite dolls that he played with, which it wasn't doll, it was a stuffed bear. It was Winnie the Pooh Bear. And it sang, and it was, like, up, down, up. You know, it was singing its whole song, you know, which I just said that, and Ryan can start going off in the song, like, all the snow, the song. Anyway, it's engraved into our brains. But it would do that over and over and over again. He would play with that, and he would dance with it, and he would play with it, you know, all the time. And it would sing like that. Well, the batteries got really low, and he was asleep one night. And when I went by, it started trying to say up, down, up, down. It was completely dark in there. And all of a sudden you hear, you know, and I just jumped. Like, I literally just, and there was our ceiling really low in the old house, and, like, I hit the ceiling fan. Like, it was this whole big scene, but, like, I've never been so much terrified in my life, and it was that Winnie the Pooh bear,
you
know.
I do not blame you.
And it sounded like demonic, you know. But anyway,
we got about 10 minutes left. I have a question for you. Your craziest Halloween night experience story can be from any time. It can be from a party you went to when you were in college to 5 years old and somebody stole your candy.
The craziest?
Craziest, the funniest, something kind of, you know, the randomness. Like,
I guess the
what's your Halloween story you'll never forget?
Okay. The funniest and one I'll never forget is, like, I was in college and I would only get to come in for, like, main holidays or, like, our breaks and stuff because I just couldn't afford to come in all the time. And we all got together at our family-owned bar for their Halloween party that they had down there. It was Mac Stacy's. Shout out to the McAdoos and Stacy's who formed the Mac Stacy's bar. Anyway, we would go out there. They had karaoke and dancing and stuff like that, and we decided to go as, like, our craziest. We were trying to get, like, the overall craziest costume, you know. And my friend dressed in as a woman, and he had long hair, and he pierced one of his ears to have earrings in, and like he wore his girlfriend at the time's outfit or whatever. And I'm not even kidding you, like he looked like he passed more as a woman than she did in the costume. I think that was the funniest thing that it was, because I couldn't tell you how many times, like, men in there that would be drunk would pull him over into their lap. You know, and then we would have to be like, we'd laugh and, like, get him out of the situation. But, you know, I don't think he ever thought it would be, like, that good. but, yeah, so that was one of the most memorable. It was funny just because we had to always get him out of a situation. Most of my Halloweens were pretty PG. We didn't do anything really, you know, too extreme or anything. Even as kids, we rode one house as kids, and it was my aunt's house, and we picked up their toilet paper the next day. I mean, you know, like we didn't do too much like that. I mean, we were always into, like, the family time of it, like we're watching movies and
popcorn. I didn't really go around, like, egging houses and toilet paper and shit like that, nothing like that.
No.
My craziest Halloween experience would be, I probably told this story before on air, so my bad for a repeat, but I was junior in high school, maybe a senior in high school, and my best friend at the time, his name is Omar, he was in a wheelchair. He was in a wheelchair at the time, but he's always in a wheelchair, not just a one-time thing here. he crippled from the knees down. But anyway.
I think I know the story.
I could say this shit, me and him go way back, yeah. But anyways, me, him, our friend Josh, Logan might have been there. There was a few of us that were there. And we're literally walking, taking his brother trick-or-treating. And some of our friends that were there, like, started shooting fireworks off, right? I don't know why. I wasn't part of this. I knew it was going to happen, but I wasn't part of it because I thought it was stupid. I just kept on going. And next thing you know, a firework went straight at this dude's house, right? Well, homeboy was outside, and homeboy happened to be, like, a gangster dude. Homeboy had a gun. Homeboy chased us. And they say, I never ran so fast in my life pushing a dude, a crippled dude, but I ran, right? And I ran so far away. And I probably, like, hit downhill and used him as a fucking, like, all right, hang on, bro, we're just going to skate down this little bit. But, no, like, two other people with us were on the football team, and I ran past them with a crippled guy. And they're like,
if I have motivation, I'm the fastest person there is. I don't care how heavy I am. Like,
that's me.
I got to give me the motivation, and I am there.
If there's somebody with a gun behind me trying to shoot me or cops, I'm gone, you know. Well, I've outran a few cops in my day. Like, for a fat guy, dude, and Logan, back this story, we're at a house party. It was Omar's house. And we're all older. We're all out of school at this point. We're at this house party. I'm talking, I'm going to talk probably like 500 people are at this party, right? Well, cops. And for some odd reason, like, okay, I guess I can just tell the whole backstory to all of this. All right, well, cops come, and, like, these people started going outside. Well, they're, like, lining people up. And, oh, my God, this is two different nights. Never mind. I'm gonna tell one story and not have to tell the other one.
Because
it got mixed up. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is the same night. It was just later on, this other, okay, never mind. This is the same night. Anyways, the cops, you know, are there, right? Well, everybody's, like, running and hiding. I just walked, and I walked into Omar's room and, like, stood in his closet, right? And nobody was in there at this time. So I'm like, sweet. I'm in the closet. Well, everything is good. And the next thing I know, like, 20 other people come in his closet. So I'm like, fuck, I'm getting out of this closet. But as I'm walking through the house, I see the cops come in, right? I'm like, fuck. So I jump into this pantry that's right there, like the sliding door ones, and, like, close the door. So I see the cops go by me. They're kicking everybody out of this house, blah, 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 blah. And then they yell, if anybody else is in the house and we find you, the owners of the house are going to jail. And I'm like, fuck. I'm luring them to go to jail because these cops are kind of being dickish. So I go outside. I'm like, fuck it. Hi, he found me. Ha, ha. And they're like, we didn't know you. I was like, bro, I could have been in there for the longest time. I'm going to never count me in there. But, okay. I go outside, right? And they got like a bunch of people lined up across the side of the house. So I just go to the end of the line. I'm standing there. I see Logan hiding his gun and shit. And the cops are like talking to people. I casually walked to the end of the line, and it curved around the house, and I just went around the house and ran. Right? Well, Logan done took off too at this point, and he was ahead of me, and he was gone, right? And as I'm running, I find the canal road, and I take it because it's, like, right behind Omar's house. So I'm running down this canal area, which is, like, all sand and, like, little sand hills and shit. Next thing I know, somebody grabs me out of nowhere and pulls me down, right, like, into the sand pile with him. And it was Logan, where the cops were chasing us. But all you see is sand just go poof. Like, everywhere, right? And I'm like, bro, they know I'm here now.
It's like every horror movie.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Every horror movie. The big guy always dies first. You stand there.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm gone.
But, like, the cops didn't find the shit. So I go back to the house, and I go in the back door because they're all up front. Well, I go to, as I'm walking through the house, Omar's little brother's in there. And I say little brother, he's like 15, right? And he was like, bro, they're right outside here. Come to my room. And his room's, like, right where they're at. And they got them all lined up, right? And the cop's, like, right here, and dude's window's right behind him, and I'm literally behind the cop. Hey, somebody called in and then hung up. That was weird.
Oh, man. I almost had
that
a call in.
Think that might have been Logan?
Well, that's the end of the show
now.
It literally
just blinked on and then blinked off. Like, I don't know who. It was a 90 something number.
Friends.
I don't know who it was. Sorry, whoever that was, yo. Call back in. My bad.
Hey,
I was not paying attention. I just saw it blink off. I don't know who that was, honestly. Somebody could have been wanting a vice right there. Sorry about it, Broski.
I know. I hate that. Anyway.
But, yeah, that was pretty much the end of it all. Anyways.
Adventures.
that was crazy. I don't know. I don't know who the hell. I've never had somebody just call in and then hang up before we.
Deception. Disgrace.
Maybe I'm going crazy. Maybe there was no number.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
well,
we got about 3 minutes left. This is the part where we talk about the other shows. Everybody tune in Wednesday for the stash because, you know, we'll be talking about weed and weed items and whatnot. Tune in Thursday for too much nerd talk. What are we going over this week?
It's Halloween episodes and stuff.
So we're going to do
sitcom
Halloween episodes. Well, I didn't know if we're going to do the movies this week or the sitcom Halloween episodes. I couldn't remember what
we did. No, we did the movie countdown next week before Halloween.
Gotcha. All right, so this week we're going to be doing the sitcom, like, Halloween episodes. I'm not going to lie, my favorite one is going to be Home Improvement, the one where they're pranking Tim. If nobody knows that episode, let's know.
I love it. Oh, man.
But
we'll talk
episodes of Halloween shows or Halloween episodes or whatever.
Yep. And
then
we'll have Ashley Levi's on the next following Monday before Halloween. So
Let's see. If you guys need to get a hold of us throughout the week, you can hit us up on our Twitters and Facebooks. Okay, is Twitter a thing anymore? You can hit us up on our X's.
It's not called Twitter anymore. It's called X. And
you hit me up on my X, so, Dakota Wheatley.
Yeah. But mostly you can hit us up on our Facebook pages.
You can also MySpace me, and you can also Twitch me. And I'm trying to think of any other.
Twitch.
You can email me. My cell phone number's not.
Yeah. Anyway.
8675309. 8675309.
Anyways.
Got my number off the
video. Anyhow, if y'all have any questions or need any advice, you know where to find us, and that's pretty much what we got tonight, I guess. So.
All right. Well, with that being said, all I got left to say is remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world needs roasting. Good night, everybody.
Better myself. Good night, everyone. And I'll see you guys Wednesday, and I'll catch you with her on Thursday.
Yep. Bye, everybody.
Not everyone.